Episode 3183, Family is the Blessed Burden.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready? Get it out. It's Friday. Yay! Yes, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I hope you are ready for an extraordinary weekend. But I know you still got to get through Friday, so take a deep breath. Family is the blessed burden. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, take a deep breath because I know you wish Saturday was already here. Maybe you're experiencing fall break. My kiddos have fall break. It's not exactly aligned, but it is kind of weird. So we've got everything in the air and I'm on call. Yes, the baby might be coming. Yes, it is. Yeah, remember, we're having a grandbaby. And so my daughter is, well, it's number two for us. And so I've got my phone with me at all times. So if all of a sudden this just drops out into Never Never Land, you know I got the call and I never came back. But no, I promise to be back. But if for some reason I miss a day or two, it might be because, well, I'm doing what I need to be doing. And that is what family is all about. Avita King said this, "Family is a blessed burden that God gives us to learn love. Easy isn't the point." You know, in a world that thrives on immediate gratification and speed, it's no wonder that family life can sometimes feel like an uphill battle. I mean, it does, right? It's like, gosh, will we ever get through this? Will this season ever change? Will they ever get out of the stage of life that they're in? Then on top of it, you've got the unyielding demands of work, right? You've got so many things happening. Social commitments, your career, personal aspirations often overshadow the importance of nurturing our bonds with loved ones. It becomes the back seat, honestly, right? We put everything, well, we'll get to it. It's not important until what? A crisis hits. And I don't want you to be there. So instead of seeking the path of least resistance, it is within the challenges of family life that we can discover the true essence of love, unconditional love. So how can we as parents navigate through the tough times and perceive our situations and families in a new light? Well, you gotta be the light. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Be the light. And I know it's hard because you're tired. Right? You've got so much responsibility. You've got to pay the bills, which means you've got to at least show up for work once in a while. And you're like, gosh, Christiane, we've got kids who are sick and I've got this. I'm taking care of my parents now. And there's just so many changes. Like my car broke down and now we've got the water heater that's out. And I just feel like I'm like going in circles. A roller coaster isn't even a good enough word. I cannot escape this. Well, if you're always looking at your situation from a sense of doom and gloom, because I know we get there, right? It's easy. I've been there many, many times. That's going to keep you in the dark. Always it will. So you have to be the light. And I know that's a challenge for a lot of us because, well, it just is easier to do it the other way. It's easier to say, I don't want to work this hard at home. I should be able just to sit down and relax. But the hardest work you ever do will be at home. So be the light. What does it look like in real life? Number one, cultivate patience and empathy. Oh, this is a hard one. Because patience we don't normally have with our family. We just expect them to know and we expect them to accept us as we are. And it's like, yeah, well, it's not that easy. So in the face of family difficulties, it is crucial to take a step back and view the situation from different perspectives. You got to look at all sides. Practice patience and empathy, not just sympathy, but empathy, putting yourself in their shoes, recognizing that each family member has their own challenges and emotions. And by cultivating understanding and compounding it with compassion, you can create an environment that truly creates love and acceptance. It's this landscape. so to speak, right? Don't you want to have more beautiful flowers and autumn leaves than frozen branches? Now, I know that's kind of a weird thing, but one of the things that I have loved moving around everywhere is really experiencing nature. And we have been through tornadoes. We've been in the midst of earthquakes. We've had hurricanes on the horizons visiting. And so that was kind of crazy. So we lived through that too. It wasn't devastating as in we weren't directly impacted. We were at a hotel, so it was kind of a different impact. But we've had it all. We've had those horrific ice storms that we were shut down for, two or three weeks. We had no power for 10 days or more. And we had just moved in. Okay, I could give you story after story, but you see, I look at that and I say, if I could choose what I want my landscape, what I want the four walls within my house to look like, I want autumn leaves and I want beautiful flowers, right? I can take a little bit of everything. I want fresh fallen snow. Why not add that in there too? But leave out the ice, no ice. I don't want that. And I don't want loud, boisterous thunderstorms. Okay, I love a good thunderstorm, but not the loud ones that like scare you every single time and like you skip three heartbeats. Yeah, you know the ones I'm talking about. So by cultivating understanding, right, and compounding it with compassion, you can create this beautiful environment that truly fosters love, that unconditional love, and that acceptance that, hey, you know what? We may disagree, but one thing we can agree on is that we love each other. And that's what comes first. Cultivate patience and empathy. Number two, prioritize open and active communication. I cannot stress this enough. Effective communication lies at the heart of family relationships. You got to talk, people. You just got to talk to each other. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you're going to cry. Sometimes you may turn red in the face. Sometimes you may have raccoon eyes because you're not just crying, but you're like bawling your eyes out. Encouraging open and honest conversations provides an avenue for understanding and growth, right? Make space for everyone to express their thoughts. It's okay if you're mad at me. Tell me that you are. It's a feeling. It's an emotion that you're in. Okay, great. Now we're going to take a step back. And now let's talk about your concerns without fear of judgment or criticism. Remember that active listening, right? Listening as a whole is just as important as expressing yourself. So you've got to listen, not fill in the blank by what they're saying and kind of interject, oh, this is what you mean. Well, you can do that to clarify, but don't interject that this is what you think they should be saying to you, so then you don't have to worry or you don't have to hear what they're going to say. Actively engage in meaningful dialogue. And when you do, you build a trust with everybody. And it also improves understanding within the family and it strengthens the bonds within your family. So important. But we forget about it. Something so simple. Yet, you know, it's kind of weird. You watch animals. I love dolphins. I just love dolphins. And I can remember as a child, I would go up and I would try to talk like them. And I did have an experience. I know you're going to call me crazy, but I actually did talk to the dolphins. I don't know how I did it, but it was just my moment. And I was in Hawaii. Yes, living in my home, loved it. It was incredible. And it's an experience I will never forget. But you see, it was interesting. In that moment, it was like I was listening to them. I was listening to their pitch. I was trying to match their pitch. I was trying to match their energy. We need to be doing that for our family, for our spouses, for our children, for our parents, for our siblings, our nieces and nephews. I mean, the entire family. You know, great grandpa and grandma, right? We got to do it for everybody. Prioritize open and active communication. I'm telling you, it will strengthen your foundation as a family incredibly. And finally, number three, cherish quality time together. Now, a lot of people will say, okay, yeah, I get the quality time, but I want you to cherish it. I want it to be such a priority that it leaves a taste, not just in your mouth, but in your heart. When you desire something so much, it hits all of your five senses. That's what I want for you here. The hustle and bustle, right, of modern life often leaves little room for quality family time. We're going every which direction, running the kids here and there. I mean, right now, I am actually not home. I am recording at my daughter's. Why? Because we're getting ready for the baby. And that's what I'm here. And so I'm kind of talking, I feel like a little bit quieter because my grandson is taking a nap right now. Well, I'm having quality time with him, but I want to have quality time with you. So I'm figuring out the happy medium, right? And this is what works for us. I take literally my life on the go with me because I want to include you, right? You've got to look at what matters to you, what matters to your family, and cherish it together. However, it is essential to intentionally prioritize moments that create lasting memories. Right? You need to plan those vacations. You need to plan those getaways that you're like, you know, let's just go away for a day. We're just going to go. It's going to be a day trip. We're going to go to this sweet little town and we're going to explore. So plan regular activities that really create and foster togetherness, such as sharing meals, engaging in recreational activities. Go to those small little cute towns. Go on outings or even dedicating a specific time each day to spend with your loved ones. For some people, it's dinner time. For most of us, maybe not so much. For us, we had a big birthday party here this past weekend. We also celebrated my daughter and gave her a baby shower. Now with my grandson, what we did is we walked to our little town and we have a huge engine and a caboose. And now he's three and he was so excited. Now he's seen those before. We've taken him since he was a little thing. He couldn't remember it. Well, then on top of that, the train came. We were literally one track away from the real train and it came by. The conductor waved to him. He blared his horn. I'm telling you, my grandson, he was so ecstatic and excited. He couldn't contain himself. I mean, he was shaking. It was so precious. Of course, Grandma got it on video, almost 3 minutes worth. But it was one of those moments in time that we created that for me, I will cherish for a lifetime. My friend, parenthood is not meant to be a smooth journey, devoid of challenges. It's going to happen. You're going to have troubles and struggles. You're going to disagree. Guess what? That's part of life. It is though within these challenges that we have the opportunity to grow both individually and as a family unit. So embrace the extraordinary gift of family. I know they frustrate the bejeebers out of you. I get it. I have 5 children and now my family is continually growing. Would I have it any other way? No. Do we always get it right? No. Do we disagree? Yes. Always? No. But do we always find common ground? We do. And I think we forget that. We do not choose our families, right? We get to choose our friends, but we don't choose our families. So look at it from a different perspective, right? Family is the blessed burden. So look at these challenges and say, you know what? I can grow from this. Now in the moment, well, you may not be looking at it that way, but 2020 hindsight, 24 hours later, go there. Embrace that extraordinary gift of family, knowing that the true goal is love. And when you practice patience and empathy, truly opening yourself up, being vulnerable, communicating with each other like none other, and prioritizing that quality time that you really want to cherish, you lay the groundwork for a resilient and harmonious family dynamic that can overcome any obstacle. And my friend, that's where you want to be. Family is indeed the blessed burden that shapes us and teaches us the essence of unconditional love. So embrace those challenges, for within them lie transformative opportunities that will strengthen the bond with your loved ones and create a lasting legacy of love and unity. It's called family. But you got to remember, family is not meant to be easy, and that's precisely why it's so worth it. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.